This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Here are some of the latest developments in the coronavirus crisis worldwide. The virus has claimed over 1.2 million lives around the world since it first emerged in China late last year. The number of people infected globally has surpassed 50 million. These are according to running tallies by Johns Hopkins University in the United States. October was the worst month for the pandemic so far, with the United States becoming the first country to report more than 100,000 daily cases. A surge in Europe contributed to the rise as well. The pandemic's acceleration has been ferocious. It took 32 days for the number of cases to rise from 30 million to 40 million and just 21 days to add another 10 million. The United States remains the most affected country with over 237,000 deaths. The countries with the next highest death tolls are Brazil with more than 162,000, India with more than 126,000, and Mexico with over 94,000 deaths. President-elect Joe Biden, meantime, vows to name a group of top scientists to his coronavirus task force as early as Monday, making the pledge during his first speech since being projected as winner of the U.S. election. Portugal will introduce a curfew across most of the country beginning Monday in an effort to combat surging case numbers, Prime Minister Antonio Costa announces. The UK government caves into a campaign by Manchester United star Marcus Rashford, promising to give free meals to poor children over the Christmas holidays and beyond. And Britain pays tribute to its war dead as royals and politicians commemorate a low-key Remembrance Day without the usual solemn pageantry owing to the pandemic. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of people across the United States took to the streets this weekend to celebrate the announcement that Joe Biden is the projected winner of the 2020 presidential election. In his first speech since then, President-elect Biden said he was humbled by the trust and confidence that voters have placed in him and that his presidency will be about rebuilding America. He also appealed to those who had cast their vote for incumbent President Donald Trump, saying it's time to put away harsh rhetoric and come together as Americans. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, who makes history as the highest-ranking woman in government in this country's 244-year history, said of her new role that she may be the first woman vice president, but she won't be the last. Harris was born to immigrant parents from Jamaica and India. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny congratulated President-elect Joe Biden on his victory Sunday before there was any reaction from the Kremlin to the U.S. election results. In a tweet, Navalny congratulated Biden, running mate Kamala Harris, and Americans for, quote, defining the new leadership in a free and fair election. He continued, this is a privilege which is not available to all countries. Navalny is recovering in Germany from a suspected poisoning earlier this year, which he blames Putin for, but the Kremlin denies it. Congratulations were pouring in from around the world after U.S. television networks declared Saturday that Biden's lead over Trump was insurmountable. World leaders, including German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President Emmanuel Macron, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson congratulated Biden, but by mid-afternoon Sunday, there was still no statement from President Vladimir Putin. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani on Sunday said the next administration has an opportunity to, quote, compensate for its previous mistakes, end quote, following Joe Biden's victory in the election. U.S. President Donald Trump has applied a maximum pressure policy and crippling sanctions against Iran since his 2018 withdrawal from a landmark nuclear agreement with Tehran. The reimposed sanctions targeted Iran's vital oil industry and banking ties, among other things. Rouhani added that the U.S.'s administration's harmful and wrong policy for the past 3 years was not only condemned by people all over the world, but was also opposed by the people of the U.S. in the recent election. Biden has said during his campaign that he plans to embark on a credible path to return to diplomacy with Iran and erase the possibility of returning to the 2015 nuclear deal negotiated when he was vice president under Barack Obama. Laurel Bowman, VOA News. We'll be right back.